our leadoff guest for this week from Southeast Valley Softball. She's Sheridan Gelo. We heard from her 2 weeks ago on the season preview edition of the program, and here we are, Coach, and it's good to be here, good to see you and have you here, and get back in the swing of things here for the summer season.
Yeah, I love being here talking about my team. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you, and we do appreciate you taking the time this morning. I know that the first 2 weeks of the season have been incredibly busy, so we do appreciate that. Now, we look at your season here, and it's been, in 2 weeks, it's been the tale of 2 weeks.
Yes, it has.
You started a little rocky, 1-5 in your first week there, and I was kind of tracking that, and then here we go this week. You win 4 in a row now, coming off of 4 in a row. You're red hot. You beat St. Edmund and kind of, and I think that St. Edmund win where you came from behind, you were down 9-0, you come back, you win 12-9. We had that game here on the radio the other night. I think that's ignited a little flame for you guys.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I think my girls kind of took that a little personal when we were down 9-0 in the third inning. And I didn't really tell them anything. I just said, you guys need to figure this out. It's your job. And they came together, and it took everybody from the top of the lineup to pinch runners to win us that ball game. And they never gave up. They showed some grit. We had to mix some things up, throwing in Peyton Will. She's a freshman and completely different than Maddie Van Sickle. And luckily it worked out for us, and everybody kind of came together that game.
Yeah, for sure. And now you've used that as a springboard of momentum. As I understand it, you pretty much have had come from behind wins all week long at this point.
Yes, all 4 of our games, our opponent has scored in the first inning or first few innings, and we've had to come from behind. And it seems to be working for us. They're comeback kids. They never stop fighting. They've got grit. They show it all the time. They believe in one another at this point, which is all we can ask for.
Yeah, yeah, that is about all you can hope for. And you're getting it done. You know, you may be a little slow getting out of the gate or getting off the bus there, but it's who is leading at the end and not who's leading in the beginning. You guys
exactly.
have been able to do that here. You talked about Maddie Van Sickle. She has really, for you, kind of become, you know, your leader in terms of in the circle and your ace now. And she's had some really big shoes to fill, filling in for Kenzie Crampton in that role. So I think that's been a major adjustment through the first 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, Maddie Van Sickle has stepped up big time in the circle this year. Kenzie Crampton was amazing. She's a great kid, great pitcher. But Maddie Van Sickle's a workhorse. She does what I need her to do. She never complains. She'd like to pitch every inning if I'd let her, but I would like to save her arm every once in a while.
yeah, you kind of have to do that. Yeah, we got a lot of season left, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to do that every once in a while. Sheridan Gelo, the head softball coach at Southeast Valley, is my guest here. Coach, your second season now there at the helm, and your second season in as being a head coach. You know, you're still kind of new in your tenure to that. I have to imagine that every game for you and every week for you is a step in that progression.
Yeah, I feel like I learn more and more every week about what my role is as the head coach and what I can do to step up for my girls and just being more vocal for the game and making sure that my energy is up so that their energy is up because it's contagious.
Yeah, you're right about that. Attitude's going to reflect leadership, and that culture is going to be, it's going to come down from you first. And with you just in your second year, you know, you're still establishing a culture within your program. At some point, when you get it where you kind of want it to be with some time, then the players in the program are going to be able to take that on as the culture of the program. But for at least for the establishment period that you're in, I think it's one of those deals where it does have to come from you, and then it's just going to trickle down and go
definitely,
from there.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Sheridan Gelo's my guest. Southeast Valley softball sitting at 500. But the story is not sitting at 500. The story is 4 wins in a row coming into today. Beat St. Edmund earlier in the week in a game you heard here 12-9. You turn around after that, you beat Sioux Central 8-5. Alcona 3-2 and Manson Northwest Webster 6-5. So it's been high drama, compelling games here. Nothing for the faint of heart.
Yeah, I've had a few cardiac arrest moments this week.
Well, it's lucky that you're young. You're still really young.
We've played some great competition. Algona came out strong. Their bats were hot. Sioux Central, same thing. They could hit the ball. And Manson just played an all-around great game. Honestly, I don't know how we won that one because they were aggressive on the bases. They were hitting gaps. They were playing out of their minds. We just hit the ball in the bottom of the seventh and held them.
And that's what you guys have put that formula together, late-game heroics, a good defensive pitching, and key spots.
Yes.
So,
yep, contagious hitting for
that,
sure.
That went over Algona, really. I saw that the other morning. One of the first things I do when I get in the office at like 4:30 in the morning, I pull up the scores and look and see who's doing what and who has done what. And the other morning when I saw that, jumped out off the page because Algona was a state qualifier. They were in the state tournament last week in season number two for you. I mean, that's one of those, you know, being a former coach, you talk about tombstone wins or marquee wins. That's one for you and your program.
Yeah, I knew Algona was going to be good. They have a strong program. I remember them from last year competing with Humboldt and just holding their own.
Right.
And I tried to keep that away from my girls because I don't want them to overthink things.
Okay.
And I think that helped a lot. Maddie Van Sickle, I know I've said it time and time again, but she came out and every at-bat she started on top and she was working and the defense had her back. And Emily Hemestead came up big with a round trip around the bases on a pop fly, which really helped seal the deal for us. So it was fun.
Yeah, for sure. When you say that you kind of didn't point that out, You're talking about it pregame or postgame?
Pregame. Yeah, I try not to tell anybody about anything I know.
Okay, I get that because you don't want kids getting tight and trying to put over emphasis. I used to always tell the coaches that I worked with, you know, with the players, we approach every game pretty much the same, right?
Yes.
Now, behind the door in the coaches' meeting, we've got dates circled on the calendar. That's
yep.
the way it works. We
yep.
all know that's how it works.
Exactly.
So that's certainly something that, one, that probably was circled on the calendar, and now, you know, you put a big check mark against that one because that one means something. And then you win, you know, you're also winning your regional kind of rivalry games with St. Edmund here in Webster County and Manson Northwest Webster, which are close proximity kind of rival games in that regard. And those matter, too. Those are big mm-hmm. for the program going forward.
Yeah, I think the St. Edmund's game for sure helped turn our season around. And then Manson as well just kind of helped solidify that we can do this. And as long as we've got each other's backs, we're going to be good.
Sheridan Gilo is my guest, Southeast Valley softball coach. The Jags are 5-5 on the season. Four in a row they've won now. They beat St. Edmund earlier this week, 12-9. Sioux Central, 8-5. Algona, 3-2. And Manson, Northwest Webster, 6-5 last night. Coming off of that. Now, Coach, you know, there's never any rest this time of year. You know, you can look at these four in a row, and you've had a great week, and you really have. But, you know, you can enjoy it probably today and maybe a little bit tomorrow, but then you got to start to focus in on West Bend Mallard on Monday.
Yeah, right before this, I was already on Varsity Bound looking at West Bend, Emmitsburg, Alta, Eagle Grove.
Of course you were. You were probably riding in the car because Ryan's here with you this morning.
Yeah.
So you were probably riding in the car because I've been here. Riding in the car looking it up on the phone on the way here, weren't you?
Yeah.
I know how it works. I was same routine. My Saturday after a Friday game was always first thing, I'm going to get up, I'm going to eat breakfast, I'm going to go in the office, I'm going to get the practice plan, and we're going to work on Monday.
So yeah.
I know the routine. So you got West Bend Mallard on Monday, Emmitsburg on Wednesday on the road, Eagle Grove on Thursday on the road, Alta Aurelia on Friday on the road. So, and then next Saturday you're hosting an invite, right? With
yep.
Glidden Ralston and I-35 coming to town.
Yep.
I love that I-35. Like I'd never heard of a school named after a highway before till I got here. Like that, I was like, I-35, is that like a band? Like, I thought it was a band, and then I figured out it was a high school. But you've got a jam-packed week. I mean, this is one where it's good that you've got some momentum
right
now, because you don't have time to fix things at this point. You just got to go.
Exactly. We just have to put our foot on the gas and not let up. All gas, no brakes, as my girls say.
All gas, no brakes is absolutely right. Sheridan Gelo, my guest here from Southeast Valley softball here. I want to talk about a couple of players that have really kind of emerged here in the first 2 weeks. You mentioned Matty Van Sickle. You also mentioned Hempstead as well. Kenneth Scott has come out of the gate and is lighting it up here, hitting over 400 just as a freshman here in the first 2 weeks.
I'm really proud of Kenneth Scott. Last season, she was kind of under Janie Ferrari's wing, just learning the ropes of shortstop and how to be a leader on the field, and she's really stepped up this season. She puts in a lot of work when we do batting practice. I think the first week she sat at one drill for 50 minutes and just kept working on that specific thing that I needed her to get better at, and she's really just done a great job. She's done an awesome job not being afraid of anything and just going after it.
Sometimes that's what you love about the young players.
Yes.
Because it's like they hadn't been around long enough to know better that they're supposed to be scared, or that this is really a big deal, or this is a big moment. That's one of the beautiful things about some young players that you get, and it looks like she's one of those for sure.
Yeah, and I think it definitely helps with her fellow freshmen, Ellie Nolte and Jordan Rowley. I mean, the standard for that freshman class is high.
Sure.
They're all competitors. They want to be the best they can be, and they kind of compete against each other to bring the best out in one another,
right,
which is also awesome to see.
Yeah, and that's good for your culture, too.
Yes.
We talked about that. That's really good for your culture. Emily Jaskey, hitting 350, 10 RBIs, leads the club in RBIs here in the early going. We talked about Scott being a freshman. You've got a senior here in Jaskey who's taking a leadership role.
Emily Jaskey's a great leader, and she's consistent in the box. She knows what she needs to do. I don't need to tell her. She knows her job, and she goes up there ready to complete that mission, and she does an awesome job executing when we need her to. Last night with the Manson game, she came up and hit the game-tying RBI when we needed her to with two outs. So it was good to see that. She's just clutch.
Big clutch moment right there for sure. Sheridan Gelo, my guest, Southeast Valley softball. Coach, what do you feel like you have to do this week? I mean, you look at the slate, you've got Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then two on Saturday. What's the message? What do you have to do this week?
I think the biggest thing is just keeping them motivated, because we do have a busy week full of softball. We play every day, and we can't overlook anybody. We can't look at records. We can't do anything that could put us in the wrong direction. So I think it's just keeping them in the right mindset and making sure everybody's ready to go every
right.
day.
Yeah, you mentioned that right there. That's going to be a big thing, because you've got to step forward. You don't have time to – what's done is going to be done when
exactly.
you're in a stretch like this. I agree with you there. Sheridan Gelo's been my guest, Southeast Valley softball. Coach, it's always appreciated for you to come through, and it's always good to catch up with you to kind of talk mindset in there. And I've told you this before, you know, you're kind of new in your tenure, but you've spent – pretty much your life around the game, and I think that's kind of carried over for you.
Yes.
I always get the feeling of a little wisdom beyond your years a little bit when I talk to you, so I do think that is carrying over into what you're doing right now.
Thank you.
That's Sheridan Gelo, Southeast Valley softball coach.